Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Thanks for joining me today. We have some great guests lined up. It's always a privilege when we get to share a story about something great that's happening, something new and moving in a right direction, moving in the direction that that supports us as Christians in our faithful vocations. And the folks that are doing that are friends at Bethesda Lutheran Communities and Concordia University, Wisconsin. You may remember last August we shared a story about a new venture, a new partnership between Bethesda Lutheran Communities and Concordia University, Wisconsin, the launch of Bethesda College of Applied Learning. And well, we talked about the beginning of that program. Today, we're going to take a look at, do a review of the first year, and we're going to talk with faculty and a student from the Bethesda College of Applied Learning at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Speaking of Concordia University, Wisconsin, we have to always say just a great thank you to their support for making Faith and Family a possibility. Concordia University, Wisconsin serves as an underwriter, as the underwriter for Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO, and we're so very grateful for that generous support so that we can share great stories like this on Worldwide KFUO. Joining us by phone today, Dr. Wanda Routier, Assistant Professor of Education and Director of Graduate Special Education Programs at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Dr. Routier, welcome back to Faith and Family.
Thank you for having me.
It's so great to hear your voice again, and I am just so excited about hearing how the first year of Bethesda College has gone, and just so thrilled. Also joining us by phone, Dr. Val Kuiper, is that correct?
Kuiper, yes.
Dr. Val Kuiper, an education professor also at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Dr. Kuiper, welcome to Faith and Family.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Looking forward to hearing about your involvement this year as well. Also joining us by phone, Kristen Van Handel. She's a student at Bethesda College of Applied Learning. Kristen, welcome to Faith and Family.
Thank you very much for having me.
I am so excited to hear about your year of studies at Bethesda College. Dr. Routier, let's go back to revisit our conversation from August. That was a time of much anticipation, a lot of work and preparation to begin this program. Let's revisit, where did this idea begin for Bethesda College of Applied Learning?
The idea was a brainchild of the Reverend Dr. Jack Preuss. Jack was a former president of Concordia Irvine in California, and after that he went to work for Bethesda Lutheran Communities. And it was there that he saw that students with disabilities really didn't have an opportunity to go to college like everyone else that he saw at his time at Irvine. So he worked with Bethesda Lutheran Communities a while, and then he came to Concordia, Wisconsin, and approached our dean of the School of Education and some of the administration here at Concordia in Wisconsin with the idea of starting a post-secondary college program for students with significant disabilities. So that was about 2 years ago. And the idea, we worked through a concept. We did research on other programs. And then finally, last summer, we had a model, and it was approved by both organizations, and we launched Bethesda College at Concordia University in August.
What is unique about Bethesda College at Concordia University, Wisconsin?
One of the most unique features of Bethesda College, as compared to other college programs for post-secondary education, is the fact that we have this partnership between Concordia University and Bethesda Lutheran Communities. Many other college programs don't have that partnership, and the universities do the program on their own. In addition, our students are fully integrated into campus here in Mequon, and they live in the dorm. In many other college programs, the students don't live in the dormitories and are not quite as fully engrossed as in the living, daily living as a Concordia student. So those are the biggest things. We also have a lot of support for our students. They take courses within Bethesda College so that we can support their unique needs as individuals with disabilities. And we also have those courses that support them in their regular Concordia classes. And many of the other programs don't have this level of support.
Dr. Routier, share with us a little bit about the history of education programs at Concordia University, especially special education and serving students with disabilities.
Well, we've had the School of Education here for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And the Department of Special Education came about a few decades ago. And right now, the special education component within the School of Education has both graduate and undergraduate courses, which lead to licensure in the state of Wisconsin for students as special education teachers. And we have two pathways. We have the early childhood program that licenses students to work with children with disabilities from birth to age 8. And then we have the cross-categorical, which covers age 6 through age 21.
When before Bethesda College launched at Concordia University, Wisconsin, what were the questions, the big questions, the things that remain to be seen that perhaps you were maybe even a little bit anxious about as the new year was beginning?
Well, there were many. How would the students, all students, Bethesda students, Concordia students, how would they work and get along? How would the dorm work? Would the students be able to do the Concordia classes? And we work closely with the professors, of which Dr. Kuiper was one. And we just really were anxious about how the whole plan would go. We had planned immensely. But, you know, when you're in the first year of anything, there's always unforeseen things that pop up. And sure. I might say that the director of Bethesda College, Carol Burns, is she's the director on the Bethesda Lutheran Community side. And she became available a year ago after running one of the first post-secondary programs in the nation for quite a number of years. So we are so blessed to have her and her experience as the director. So she had planned a lot with me, and so we were just really waiting to see how the whole thing worked out, and thankfully it's been a very positive experience.
Dr. Kuiper, tell us about your work at Concordia University, Wisconsin, in the Department of Education.
Been here for a little bit too long, for quite a while. But I teach classes like children's literature, language arts methods, adolescent literature, and the like, and I've taught a variety of things there. And one of the jobs that I do, is classes that I teach, is also what we call our freshman orientation class here. And that's kind of where my involvement with Bethesda began. So Wanda came to me, Dr. Routier came to me about a year ago, right about now, and asked me if I would be interested in maybe having the Bethesda students or some of the Bethesda students in my freshman orientation class. And lo and behold, when my class schedule came out in the fall, all 7 of them were in that freshman orientation class with me.
And what was the first day of class like?
Well, I kind of set it up a couple of ways. I made sure, because in the entire class we had 18 students, so I had the 7 Bethesda College students and then 11 others. And I made sure before the semester started that I got to know the Bethesda students beforehand. And then I took the first day of the class and did not have the Bethesda students because I thought the other 11 needed some prep for this. And so we talked about it, and basically I told them that they were blessed to be a part of something brand new, these 11 students. And then when we met, it was on a Tuesday, then on Thursday we got them all together. And I'll let Kristen tell you how that went, but in the days that followed. But it really turned out to be what a blessing for all involved.
Oh, very good. Well, let's, Kristen, when did you first find out about Bethesda College at Concordia University?
I found out about Bethesda at the end of the summer.
And so when you found out about it, did you apply and get admitted? When did you find out about your admission and going to Concordia? What were your thoughts at that time?
At the end of the summer, my mom told me about the program that was starting at Concordia. And after that, I got really interested, so I applied, and I came here, and I did the interview, and then my parents got the letter that I was accepted, and then they told me to check my email, and I read it, and as soon as I found out I got accepted, I cried. I was so excited.
I bet. I'm sure that was just a very happy day to find out that you were going to be a student at Bethesda College at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Now, did you live on campus this year?
Yes. I lived in Chemnitz.
And was this your first experience as a student living away from home?
No, actually. Before I went to Bethesda College at Concordia, I went to a music school in Massachusetts for people with disabilities. So I lived all the way in Massachusetts for 4 years.
Wow. And so moving back from, and are you originally from Wisconsin?
Yep, I'm originally from Milwaukee.
And so this was a little bit closer to home for you then.
Yep, a lot closer.
What were you looking forward to most about becoming a student at Bethesda College this year?
I was most looking forward to learning new things and meeting new people.
And I gather you've had the opportunity to do that, to learn new things and to meet new people.
It is absolutely unbelievable. It has been the best experience of my life.
I'm so glad to hear that. Kristen, tell us about your first day of class with Dr. Kuiper.
Oh, it was just so awesome. A lot of my friends had told me what a great professor he was before, and so I was very, very excited. I came in, and he welcomed us with open arms, and it was just an amazing gift to have him as a professor, and the first day was absolutely phenomenal.
Tell us about some of the other students in your class, in this class with Dr. Kuiper. Are they students studying in a variety of programs?
Yeah, they are a bunch of different students and different majors. One of them was especially my favorite, which was Dr. Kuiper's son, Brett.
And tell us about some of the things that you've learned in this freshman orientation class with Dr. Kuiper.
I learned a lot about the different experiences that you can have at Concordia and the different places that you can go to for help. And I learned what it truly meant to be a freshman and to come together with other students. And it was just overall a really amazing experience.
Dr. Kuiper, what are some of the goals of this freshman orientation class?
Well, it is a mixture of majors, people coming from all different types of interests. And the goal basically is, as Kristen said, is to orientate them to what resources are available here on campus, what programs are going on. We have a variety of guest speakers on a variety of bases, either with student life issues or it could be programming issues, issues on majors, all sorts of things. So the goal really is the major goal is to help them to become successful college students.
Very good. And Kristen, do you think that this freshman orientation class was helpful to you? Did it prepare you for the rest of your year this year as a student?
Absolutely. I think without it, I would have been a little bit lost and a little bit confused and unsure. But with this class, I could tell right away that I was ready to start school and start working at working as being a good student at Concordia.
Well, tell us about, Kristen, tell us about some of the other classes and other things you participated in on campus this year.
Well, right now, this semester, I'm taking an art and religion class. I've also have been a part of a lot of campus activities, such as Best Buddies through Concordia, as well as hanging out with the different students and going out and doing many different activities. Also, I participate in chorale.
In chorale as well. Very good. Yeah. Do you also have any opportunities to work or serve on campus?
Yes. The first semester that I worked here, I worked in the study abroad offices, so I got to work with students from all over the world.
Wow. Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about your class. I believe you talked about a class called Art and Religion. Tell us a little bit about what you've been studying in that class.
Yeah.
Two classes.
Oh, two classes.
Those are two classes. The art class, the art professor came up to me last semester and asked that the students from Bethesda be placed in her class. So they're in several sections. And then the religion class is a New Testament class. So I'll let Kristen talk about those.
Great.
Yeah, the art and religion class both have been very, very exciting. I really enjoy doing art and finding a way to express myself through art. And religion has been a lot of fun and very exciting. And I'm learning many new different things from both classes as time goes by.
Mm-hmm. What has been your favorite in the art class? You said you enjoy learning to express yourself through art. Is there a specific topic or type of art that you've enjoyed the most?
I would definitely have to say mosaic because I love being able to smash things and then glue them down and just make a picture perfect mosaic.
And tell me about the religion class. I understand you're studying the New Testament. Who is your professor for that class?
Dr. Pavla.
And what have you learned from Dr. Pavla so far in your New Testament class?
I have learned so much. I have learned a lot about the different sacrifices that Jesus has made for us. And I have learned a lot about the many different people that are in the New Testament. I have learned a lot through this class.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Kristen, do you hope to continue to study at the Bethesda College?
Absolutely. I cannot wait to come back next year and to have many more amazing, memorable experiences. And I'm very sad that my first year is coming in. And I'm very excited for my second year.
Very good. Very good. Dr. Routier, as you hear Kristen sharing her story and just about the classes alone, is this an example of what you would hope for with the Bethesda College at Concordia University, Wisconsin?
Oh, yes. We hoped that the students would live and grow in new ways, which we have definitely seen in all seven of the students, and their experiences integrating with the community at Concordia have just exceeded what we had hoped for. The students here were so welcoming, and we have to remember that our college students have been together in school mm-hmm. for their whole life. So, you know, special education has been around since 1975. So it's nothing new to our college students, either Bethesda or Concordia, to be together in mm-hmm. learning opportunities. So we've just added the living part of it, being with the dorm and the activities, and it's been a very, very good experience for all involved. And Carol and I are both thrilled at how the year has gone.
Tell us about the response from the Concordia University, Wisconsin students who have had a chance to be connected to the Bethesda College students.
Well, the response began on move-in day back in August when the Concordia students chipped in and helped carry stuff into the dorm. And helped the students set up their dorm room and showed them how to go to lunch and to do all the activities during orientation. And that has carried through. The students eat together. They do activities after class together. They do all kinds of things. Some of our Bethesda students went with the Concordia students on a bus to the CIT tournament this winter over in Ann Arbor. So they were together the whole weekend, watched basketball, came back on the bus. It's just been a seamless integration. It was such a natural environment here for all of the students to get together and to become friends.
Kristen, did you go on the trip to the Concordia Invitational Tournament, the CIT tournament, and cheer on Concordia, Wisconsin?
Unfortunately, I did not get the chance to do that this year.
You probably had so much homework that you couldn't go out and have fun, I bet.
Yeah, I have so much homework these days. It's hard to make priorities.
Well, Dr. Routier, I'm just elated to hear that the program has gone well this year, and would love to share some more details here in a little bit. We need to take a quick break, and looking forward to hearing more from you and Dr. Kuiper and Kristen. Just a privilege and a joy to get to share this story. We have more Faith and Family coming up right after this break, right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. Let Worldwide KFUO help you get the word out about your next church, school, or organization event. By including your event in the KFUO datebook, it will be announced on the air throughout the day. Send your event information via email to jennyw@kfuo.org. That's J-E-N-N-Y-W @kfuo.org. Or call 314-996-1515. Be sure to include date, time, location, and contact information. The KFUO datebook is a public service of listener-supported Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
Pro-life legislators are working to pass protective legislation for Tennessee's unborn babies and their mothers. The bill would require abortion mills to give women accurate information about the baby's development and alternatives to abortion. It would also require the abortion industry share information on resources to help the mother, as well as the possible physical and psychological risks of abortion. Why is this needed? Abortionist Susan Dodd, who testified against the bill, shows us. She thinks meeting with patients and answering their questions is too cumbersome for the abortionists. She also tells her patients abortion is like getting a facelift and safer than childbirth. Medical research shows she's wrong. Unscrupulous abortionists are why this legislation is sorely needed. Pray that it passes.
Life Issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.
Hi, Craig D'Onofrio here. I want to invite you to join me Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. for Reformation Rush Hour. We'll have some of today's most interesting and intelligent people on the show. We'll talk about news that affects your faith. We'll look at the world around you and talk about how it interacts with Christianity. And we'll have a good time doing it all. This is the fastest hour in radio as you drive home Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. right after Issues Etc. on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. Matthew 22:21 says, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." Ancient Rome may be history, but we're all citizens of a country, and more importantly, we're citizens of heaven. That means we live free of fear because of faith. This month, the LCMS focuses on revitalizing our congregations, schools, and all the places where our Lord has put us. Learn more at lcms.org/themes/April.
Worldwide KFUO has been listener-supported for more than 90 years, teaching the good news of Jesus upon the cross and witnessing to the world on God's mercy. We are on AM 850 in St. Louis and online at kfuo.org, where you will find our Give Now button. It's easy, safe, and secure to give to the Christ-centered broadcast ministry of Worldwide KFUO. You'll find us online at kfuo.org.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on behalf of Concordia Plan Services, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, the LCMS Foundation, Lutheran Housing Support Corporation, Concordia University System, and Corporate Synod, daily reaches out to our members and partners, working together to support our local, global, and international ministries, church workers, and LCMS initiatives at large to carry the mission forward and to serve each other in love. Opportunities to serve, lcms.org/jobsboard.
The Apostle Peter once wrote, "Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." I'm Pastor Mark Hawkinson. There are no earthly props to provide fully set hopes. Only Jesus Christ can provide that for you through His blessed Word. I'll tell you more about that fully set hope Sunday on Moments of Assurance at 9:15 a.m. on Worldwide KFUO.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Today we are talking with our friends at the Bethesda College of Applied Learning and at Concordia University, Wisconsin. On the phone, we have Dr. Wanda Routier, Assistant Professor of Education and Director of Graduate Special Education at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Dr. Val Kuyper, also a Professor of Education at Concordia University, Wisconsin. And Kristen Van Handel, she's a student at Bethesda College of Applied Learning there at Concordia University. And I love hearing about this. I could probably talk about this all day, but I know we only have about 30 minutes left to share about Concordia University, Wisconsin, and Bethesda College today. Kristen, I know that you've had an opportunity to be involved in a number of things on campus, but I understand you've made a new friend, but this on campus, a four-legged friend. Tell us about your involvement with Zoe, comfort dog there at Bethesda College.
Yes, I have met my soulmate for life. Zoe is our school's comfort dog. She's a golden retriever. She is the absolute joy of my life. And she brings me a lot of happiness that I never thought that I could experience.
Do you get to spend time with Zoe on campus, or do you go out with Zoe to serve in the community as well?
I get to spend a lot of time with Zoe. She is always at chapel, so I always get to see her there. And then every now and then I'll come into Dave's office to say hi and see how she's doing. And every now and then we have our special time, just the two of us.
Well, I'm glad that you've made friends of all kinds at Concordia. Tell us about living in the dorm. What was life like living in the dorm this year at Concordia University, Wisconsin?
It was very, very exciting. I was very much ready to move out of being at home, and I was very much ready to get to hang out with the other students and meet the other students and actually hang out with the other students as well as the Bethesda students.
Were there any surprises? Were there things that you didn't expect about life on campus?
No, I think that it has been a really amazing, great experience, and there was no real surprises so far.
And tell us about some of your work on campus. You mentioned earlier that you work in, you served in the first semester in the Studies Abroad office.
Correct.
So you got to meet students from around the world. In what ways did you help out in the office?
I would help putting up posters throughout the school for the study abroad event. Mm-hmm. I would make thank you cards to the different people that would come by. I would go to many different study abroad events and learn about different cultures and stuff like that.
Very good. And now, that was in your first semester. Did you serve in the same place in the second semester?
No. For the second semester, I am working at Newcastle Place, and I work in the OT PT department as well as the activities department.
Tell us about Newcastle Place.
It is a senior citizen living place, and the people there are very, very, very nice and very welcoming and very sweet. I work with them on different activities on Wednesdays, so I get to watch movies with them and hand out popcorn and just spend some time talking with them. Mm-hmm. On the other days, I get to wheel wheelchairs around and kind of be with them in case they need anything, as well as doing some sanitizing of the different equipment.
Well, you're great at conversation. I'm sure that they appreciate the chance to talk with you. You're a bright young lady, and I'm sure that they appreciate the chance to have time to talk with you. And what do you like? What have you learned from your work there?
Well, thank you, first of all, for saying that. I have learned a lot from them. I have learned what it truly means to care about people who are senior citizens, and I've just learned how much they appreciate people actually coming by and visiting them and spending time with them. Some of them don't get a lot of visitors these days, and sometimes they just need someone to come by and ask how they're doing and hang out with them and spend time with them.
And that's where you come in.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad that you're there doing that. I'm sure, greatly appreciated by them. Dr. Kuiper, let's go back to your classroom experience this year in interaction with Bethesda College students and Concordia University, Wisconsin students. Tell us about the interaction between the Concordia University students and the Bethesda College students.
I was talking to a couple other people who teach other sections of the same class, and they were talking about how it's so hard to get freshmen to talk in class and everything like that. And I just said, come visit my class, because the unique combination of the Bethesda students with my students, I think just created kind of a warm, comforting, talkative, very interactive environment, and it was one of those things that I think that, to be honest with you, and I think a lot of them would tell you the same thing, is that the Concordia students learned more than the Bethesda students did. And that's kind of how that would be something that I would expect out of something like that. Because I think sometimes a lot of these kids come from, not all of them, but a lot of them come from high schools where they haven't had any interactions with people that are different than they are. And it was just a wonderful experience for all of us.
Glad to hear that. Do you think has this changed not only the outlook for some of the Concordia students, but perhaps even maybe their path of study?
Yeah, I think it's more open to, you know, majors or programs that deal with people with special needs and things like that. I can't tell you specific stories about that because mm-hmm. they're still freshmen. You
know, sure.
They're majors four or five times.
How?
It will happen. So, yeah.
As an educator, how has your experience with Bethesda College this year and the students that you've met, how has this perhaps changed you as a professor, as an educator? How has it changed how you approach the classroom?
Well, I've made seven new friends for life. And I can't walk down the hallway if I bump into them without a hug or two or three or four or seven. And those kind of things have reaffirmed my belief in people, and it will continue to. And I've talked to Wanda and Dr. Rotier here and said I'll be happy to have them in my classes at any time.
Dr. Rotier, looking back on this year, this first year, this pilot year of Bethesda College at Concordia, and I know you had some questions at the beginning trying to figure out how is this all going to work. What are the things that you've learned from this year, from this first year of Bethesda College?
Oh, there's a lot of things we learned. The impact the students had, the Bethesda students had on the students in my upper division special ed classes was way more than I had even expected. I knew that the Bethesda College students' interaction with the special ed majors would be huge, but my students having that hands-on opportunity to learn alongside of the Bethesda College students and to do a practice teaching scenario with in the education classes was very profound for some of our students. And that was that depth of impact was something that I did not think would occur. I'm extremely happy to see that because now our students, our undergrads, are much better prepared to go out into the world and to start their life as a teacher. Other things we've learned is that interaction on campus, our Bethesda students were involved in every department, mm-hmm. in every type of activity, from athletics to fine arts to clubs. And some of the time, us as faculty and Bethesda staff, we were worn out because they were all over the place, which was fantastic, and it was a very good experience.
How important was the campus life atmosphere, you know, the aspect of this program for the students to live, for Bethesda students to live in dorms on campus?
That's huge. And that's what sets our program apart. I would like to describe the dorm a little bit because mm-hmm. it's very different than a regular dorm situation. We have a suite. This year we had 7 students, 4 females and 3 males. So we had a suite for the girls and a suite for the guys. The suite had 3 bedrooms. The girls had 2 rooms with the roommate. So Kristen was in a room with a roommate. And then one of the rooms was for the Bethesda College resident assistant. So in this 3-bedroom suite, we had the 4 or the 3 Bethesda students and then an RA just for them in the suite. And that level of support within the suite was very helpful, and it helped to foster independent living and just a level of support that these students really needed. There also was the floor RA, so, you know, they were fully integrated into the floor. And as all freshmen usually do, we, in our daily living class, we had to go over how to do laundry and make your bed and clean the shower. Right, Kristen?
Yep.
So having that level of support for our students in the dorm really helped extend their independent living skills, which is paramount for when they leave Bethesda College. They mm-hmm. need to be independent, and they need to be able to have the skills to live by themselves or in with a roommate in an apartment and to get a job.
That's outstanding. That was my next question. What are the goals of the Bethesda College? What are the outcomes that you would hope for these students as they study at Bethesda College? What's the end result? And I realize it may be different for each person, but the overall things that you're hoping for.
The purpose and goal of Bethesda College is to have students able to foster independent living leading to a career path. So we want our students to be able to live in an apartment with a roommate and to be able to have a career path, not just a job mm-hmm. somewhere earning minimum wage. We want a career path so that they can go on and have a good job and get promoted and have the skills that they need to be able to work. And a lot of post-secondary programs work on just getting a job. well, there's a lot of skills between graduating high school and being a good employee. There's an awful lot of skills there, and those skills don't develop through osmosis. So we're working on the whole person. We're a whole person-centered program with the support necessary and fostering that independence for lifelong learning and work. And the students are rising to the occasion. They've often said to Carol and I that they've never worked so hard in their life and they've never used their brain and had to think this much. And we are pleased as punch that that's occurring.
That's fantastic. I wish there were more education programs in our just in North America alone that that engaged us as a whole person to prepare us for life after college. You're so right. There are so many things that make up a career and not just a job. So many things that need to be learned along the way, not just in the classroom and not just on the job, but in between as well, that help prepare us for lifelong careers.
And that's why the dorm piece is so important, because there's an awful lot of lifelong skills that apply throughout your life in all aspects, socially, living, on the job. It crosses all areas of one's life. And so we value highly the opportunity to have these students live in the dorm and on campus.
And college years are also very impressionable years for a young person, are years where our lives and some of our identity really takes shape as well. The environment at Concordia University, how does the environment at Concordia University impact that? How is it ideal for those years, those impressionable years?
Well, Concordia is a very loving, kind environment. The students seem to welcome all who come here. And the Christian environment is just a natural fit. And so helping our students in Bethesda College to find their own path, they listen more to their peers than they do to any of us as adults, which is not any different than any youth or college students. So having that positive environment permeating throughout the university at the student level, at the faculty level, at the staff level, and that support from everyone to help everyone be successful is just such a natural environment. We don't have to work at that at all.
Kristen, earlier you mentioned going to chapel, that you see Zoe, the comfort dog, there when you go to chapel. Are you able to attend chapel pretty regularly?
Yes. I attend chapel pretty regularly. And since I'm in choir, we pretty much perform every Friday in chapel.
Wow. And what have you enjoyed most about being part of the chorale?
I have just really enjoyed being able to spread God's love and joy and peace throughout Concordia, and especially through singing in the chapel.
Very good. Just a little bit ago, we were talking with Dr. Routier about the dorm life and having resident assistants, a resident assistant there in the suite as well. Tell us about your RA, your resident assistant.
There are not enough compliments to go around this world for her. She is absolutely by far the most amazing woman that I have met, and she is by far one of my best friends for life.
Tell him her name.
Her name is Hannah Schumacher.
What have you learned from Hannah?
I have just learned a lot through Hannah. I've learned what it means to be a true friend, and I have learned what it means to be a true Concordia student. I have learned what it means to be Christian and to love Jesus and to spread his love throughout the community. And I have just learned so much from her, and I love her a lot.
No, and I understand you have a roommate there as well. Now, planning on coming back next year, will you have a new roommate or a new RA, do you know?
Yes, I will have a new RA as well as a new roommate, which I am very, very excited for.
Have you started picking out classes for next year? Do you know what classes you might be taking?
No, I don't, but I definitely hope that for sure that I at least get to take a class with Dr. Kuiper, because he is by far the best professor ever.
Dr. Kuiper, as you look forward to next year and teaching again, and perhaps teaching the freshman orientation class with Bethesda students and Concordia students, anything you might do differently, anything you've learned from this year, or just what you're looking forward to about the class next year?
That's a good question. One of the things that I will do, not so much different, but in addition, is I'll bring some of the Bethesda students back to be part of that speaking group that will help, you know, not only the new Bethesda students, but also the regular students, you know, as they participate, what it means to be a college student, not only for people that look like me, but people that are different than I am as well, too. So that will be, and Kristen will be part of that group. So.
So returning Bethesda students, we'll get to come back and show them the ropes a little bit.
And we'll probably have a reunion or two as well, too.
Wonderful. Dr. Routier, what are the opportunities for the coming year? What can you tell us about the coming academic year?
Well, our students that we have this year will be second-year students. This year, we've told them all year long they're the pioneers. They're the pilot program, and they have just embraced that role. They've become experts at talking to prospective students and families. They give tours. We set up the tours and the inquiries, and they just run with it. So it's been really helpful that way. And so next year, their role, they've told us, is as ambassadors, not pioneers. They're ambassadors, and they will continue in their role, and they'll mentor the new class and continue the Bethesda College Serves, which is the service component of Bethesda College. And as a matter of fact, just this week, the students went over to the Ronald McDonald House in Milwaukee and packed lunches for the residents there. So Bethesda College Serves is one way that the second-year students will lead. We're in the process of recruiting students for next fall. We have some students already admitted, and we have room for a few more. So we're in the process of accepting applications and interviewing for students. And we will continue with our second year in other classes and developing the program some more.
So you had 7 students this year, and students will be returning next year as second-year students. So does that mean then there will be, you're adding spots then for this coming year?
Yes. We will have the 7 students who will be second-year students, and we hope to have at least that many, if not a few more, for next year as freshmen.
That's outstanding. So that means more space in the dorms. Will you have more Bethesda RAs as well?
Yes. Well, at this point in time, we have 2 RAs. We have a male and a female RA set up for next year. The second year students may have the option of living in their own room without the RA in the suite. The suite RA will be there for the freshmen. It just depends on our numbers, how that's all arranged. But yes, we will have dorm space and class space for the whole group both years.
What are the responses? We talked about the responses from some of the Concordia students. What are the responses you've received from other faculty who had Bethesda students in their classes this year?
Well, we work very carefully with faculty when we select the Concordia courses. I'm very careful to select courses that I think would be appropriate for the developmental level of the Bethesda students, and I handpick the professors. I go to them and ask them and talk to them about this program and this opportunity long before we decide whether or not the students will be in that class. And then throughout the year, throughout the semester, then Carol and I work closely with the professors, and it's been a positive response. Next year, we'll see what classes we select for the second year students, and we'll continue that process.
Very good. Kristen, having made a first successful year at Bethesda College nearly complete, how do you think Bethesda College is preparing you for life after college?
I think they're preparing me in a really good way. I've learned that there are no longer can be a child and make excuses like, oh, the dog ate my paper, or, oh, I just wasn't feeling up to it. And they have helped me prepare for what it will be like to live with someone else and to what it means to really take responsibility for your actions, and as well as room maintenance and how important it is to keep your room clean, and that, you know, you're not just living by yourself, you're living with others, and how to be respectful of others.
That's outstanding. Well, very good. And I'm so happy that you're planning on returning for next year as an ambassador at Bethesda College of Applied Learning. Dr. Routier, how can we find out more about the college, and if someone would like to apply for admission for the coming academic year, how can they do that?
They can contact Concordia University Mequon and Wisconsin and just ask for Bethesda College. We do have a website for more information. It's bethesda.college.org. And or they can call and ask for me, Dr. Routier or Carol Burns or the School of Education. If they just contact someone here, they'll get the word to us.
Very good. Well, I'm very thankful for the work that you all are doing. It sounds like it's been a successful year, and I know that you're going to have so much more learning. Everyone along the way will have more learning in the coming year, and great work, and pray that the program continues to grow. As I understand, you have spots for next year, so I'd love to we'll provide a link to the website as well with the archive of today's program, so we can get folks connected with the Bethesda College of Applied Learning at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Just outstanding work. Thank you all for being my guest today and sharing your stories. Kristen Van Handel, student at Bethesda College of Applied Learning, thanks so much for being my guest today on Faith and Family.
Thank you very, very much for having me.
It was
an absolute honor.
It was my privilege to have some time to talk with you and share your story today. Dr. Val Kuiper, education professor at Concordia University, Wisconsin, thank you so much for sharing your story and your classroom experience with us today.
My pleasure.
Dr. Wanda Routier, Assistant Professor of Education and Director of Graduate Special Education Programs at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Thank you so much for taking the time today to share the story, helping us make the arrangements for today's conversation, and all the work that you're doing there with Bethesda College of Applied Learning and your partners at Bethesda. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. My privilege. Well, coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word, as we continue to study God's Word here on Worldwide KFUO. Hope you can, listeners, you can stick around for that as well. I want to say thanks to the many people who participated in Share-a-thon 2015 this past weekend. What a joy to share in this great partnership and privilege to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ around the globe. If by chance you didn't get to participate in Share-a-thon 2015, you can still support Worldwide KFUO on our website. Go to kfuo.org and go to the upper right hand corner. There's a give now button in the upper right hand corner of our website, and click that red button there, and that'll take you to a page, and you can make your pledge online. You can even give right there online at Worldwide KFUO. Just go to kfuo.org and you'll find the give now button in the upper right hand corner. Well, what a great story today. Hope we have more to share in the future. God's blessings to the fine folks at Concordia University, Wisconsin, and Bethesda College.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.